If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome back to a new season of Quest for Gold. We are 134 days out from the opening ceremony of the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan Cortina. I'm Brian Burrow. We learned this week that Russian athletes will be able to compete as individual athletes once again for the Winter Games, not under the Russian flag. This is similar to the Paris Olympics. This week, we also got an update from IOC President Christy Coventry, who commended the progress being made at the venues after she got a tour in Milan last week, including visits to the ice hockey arena and Olympic Village. The village has 1,200 bedrooms for 1,700 athletes. However, they still have not been furnished. The cauldron will be lit February 6th. But we kick off this season of Quest for Gold 5,000 miles away from Milan and 6,500 miles away from our Chicago headquarters in beautiful Seoul, South Korea. Host of the 1988 Summer Games and home to the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee, I was one of six journalists accepted to the 2025 Korea-United States Journalist Exchange, a program launched by the East-West Center. One of our first stops on the exchange was the Korean Sports and Olympic Committee facility, which was born out of the 1988 Games. The organization's goal is to grow South Korea's sports infrastructure, promote athletic excellence, and ensure Korea's participation in the Olympic Games. Korea, of course, also hosted the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, which is about a 2.5-hour train ride southeast of Seoul. Former Olympic champion Roo Sing-min took over the helm as president of the organization in January. He's previously served on an IOC committee and was the Korean Table Tennis Association president. Us American journalists did have a chance to talk with him about the upcoming Winter Games and some of the challenges currently facing Korean sports. I was joined by Thomas George of ABC 11 in Raleigh-Durham, Lindsay McGinnis of the Christian Science Monitor, Calder McHugh of Politico Nightly, Taylor Mitchell of HuffPost, Deepa Shivaram of NPR, and Raymond Burkhardt of the Pacific Century Institute.
What are some of the challenges that the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee are dealing with right now? Have you made decisions on transgender athletes? What kind of progress is being made on unified teams moving forward?
사실은 뭐 스포츠계 한국 스포츠계뿐만이 아니고 전 세계적으로 많이
이슈도 but issues that you have mentioned is I guess a global issue, just not just limited to Asan Korea and the perspective of the transgender had the issue. It's not much of a big issue within South Korea as of now. So however, amid this in about 5 months since I've been appointed to the position of the president on the Olympic committee here in South Korea, and there's many aspects in Korean culture, such as Korean food, Korean drama, K-pop, and what we're trying to do is to put K-sports on the top of the list.
This is Scott. As you get ready for the Cortina Milan Olympics, I'm a big fan of the Winter Olympics. I'm just curious, what are the teams that it, you know, what are the sports that Korea is, you know, expects to be most competitive at in Italy next year?
뭐 당연히 동계 올림픽에 저희도 관심이 많고 특히
for South Korea is also very much interested in the Winter Olympics, and the Olympic in Milan will be my first Olympic Games since I have been appointed in office as president of the committee, and therefore we're making thorough preparations for the Winter Olympics and in Milan. So traditionally South Korea has been very strong in the short on track speed skating, and we have very high expectations for that in the big games. And in 2018 during Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games, we saw some limitations in just focusing on the short track speed skating, and therefore we're trying to push for a variety of different winter sports in the coming future, such as spiking and other various different kinds of game sets.
Where is your Winter Olympic training center?
We got, Chuchan is nearby here, 1 hour from here. Then there's a main training center. Then we got, Pyeongchang, Especially in focusing on this stole events and the sweaty events, athlete with has been there.
Are Korean athletes paid by the Korean Sports and Olympic Committee, or do they need to find sponsorship deals? Do they need to get jobs? Do they have health insurance, mental health? What is available to them, and how do you help them pursue their goals?
네, 보통은 그 선수들이 각자의 선수팀이 있고요. 또 개인 스폰서가 있고.
Generally, the each athlete has a team that they're affiliated with, and also they have their individual sponsors as well. However, in Olympic Games and mega events, Korea Sports and Olympic Committee also provides assistance as well. For example, for the participating in global competitions, for example, the Olympic Committee will provide the expenses needed for it. For example, the training centers, and sometimes they will also provide assistance for the athletes to participate in global games as well. And we also provide some assistance in the payment for the managers or the coaches who will be guiding the athletes. Therefore, the Olympic Committee will provide assistance collaboratively with the other sponsors and the affiliated teams of the athletes.
Additionally, we have a Jinsha National Training Center, which is one of the best training centers in the world, that we provide them the medical service and meal accommodation and also training facilities. That's why they're get support, double support by their own sponsors, own team, or KOC he has been supporting their best performances in their camps or other events.
When you say K-sport, kind of becoming as popular as K-pop and these other things that become popular worldwide, what do you see as kind of the biggest cultural influences on K-sport as you envision? Obviously, Korean baseball has become got a lot of traction in the U.S. and other places. Like, what do you kind of see as the biggest exports so far that people are becoming aware of?
일단은 First of all, as you're aware,
we had many athletes on the popular globally, especially in the U.S. as well. For example, we had Park Chan-woo, who was like the vanguard of spreading on Korean baseball in the United States. And we also had players like Lee Han-jin and Chu Shin-soo were also very popular within the United States. So up until now, it was limited to baseball and then expanded to soccer. For example, we had Sony, who will now be representing the LAFC this year. So although it has the athletes that have entered the United States and global market has been to baseball and soccer, we are trying to expand the scope of these athletes and the scope of the different sports entering the global globally. And therefore, one of our goals is to foster local leaders in the field of athletes and to provide as much opportunities as possible. For example, like table tennis has very popular debenture. China and the Chinese players are very, very popular and conspicuously well doing. Therefore, we are trying to expand the appeals to other appeals as well. And in the case of like archery, for example, Korea has been doing an outstanding job at performance over the past years and historically. And therefore, a lot of the coaches in the archery have actually went to other countries around the world to provide coaching to other athletes within that country. And therefore, they can be regarded as a diplomat of the culture and a private diplomat delegation. And therefore, yes, this fact, we usually agree and sport can also be influential and has effects in structurally, just as K-pop and K-drama and K-food have done so far.
Have previous presidents of the KSOC also been for athletes themselves, and how does your own experience as a former international athlete help you prepare for this job and think about what you're working on?
사실 대한체육회의 역대 회장님들 중에
of all the previous president of the KSOC, only two people, including me, have actually been a professional athlete. And I was the only president who had participated on the international competition games level. And the experiences that I have gained on-site and has allowed me to be able to respond immediately when an issue arises. and also it allows me to be have a more detail-oriented perspective when it comes to dealing with the athletes and the games. And when you look at the IOC commissioner, the former commissioner was a tensing Olympic athlete, and also the current president commissioner is and rebound international athlete in the swimming. So therefore, global communication becomes key, and I'm very able to do that. And therefore, because of my background and my experience, I have been able to be provided by service centered on-site experience as well as centered on the athletes themselves.
Because Korean Olympic Hockey has 17 regional sports council and then 82 member association, member, you know, federations. That's right. So many things came up every single day in my desk. So the most of the issues came from the field of play. So it means I was an athlete. I was an Olympic champion. I had the experience of participating in various international field of play. That's why this is a really immediate reaction and response to them. It would be great, you know, influence all the organizations which under our responsibilities.
In the U.S., there's a lot of issues with women's sports. Women athletes are not paid fairly, or sometimes really at all close to the amount of money that they're bringing in. I'm curious what that looks like in Korea, and if there is any efforts by your organization and other organizations to make sure that female athletes are paid fairly?
And for Korea, there's not much of a big difference when it comes to income between male and female athletes. However, there may be some differences between the wages for the seven pro sports in Korea. However, generally speaking, a lot of the female athletes are have better performance than not male athletes, and therefore there's not much of a big difference in when it comes to the income of these athletes. Of course, there are some exceptions. For example, for soccer and baseball, the gap is quite big between female and male sports athletes. However, generally speaking, on average, the differences are not that high. However, when it comes to the female athlete's career after retirement, for example, when they want to work as a coach or want to have a second career, they do face a lot of challenges and pursuing them. And therefore, we are thinking of ways to resolve this issue.
I was wondering, Yoxi, science sports is the first level of, you know, diplomacy. I'm curious kind of how the relationship between South and North Korea has evolved, you know, with the Olympics and other, you know, sporting events where both South and North get to play.
So as the sports industry always had the same stance when it came to relations with North Korea in sports. Of course, it may change depending on the political situation between the two Koreas. However, we do believe that sports is a sector that transcends language and borders, and it's a sector where everyone can come together in solidarity, and that's the value of sports. And therefore, Thopri is always open to with North Korea in terms of sports cooperation.
Why is creating excitement for K-sports important? What would it mean for South Korea as a country?
When you look at it domestically, the various different industries have grown dramatically within South Korea. For example, the K-pop and the K-culture in general have grown conspicuously. And as a sportsman myself, the Korean sports stars who are acted overseas are doing a spectacular job, and their influence is more than what we have expected and we antagonized. However, the recognition within South Korea and the industry related to the Korean sports has not grown as in line with that. It relatively lower, the recognition is like lower than other industries within South Korea. And therefore, we do believe that by promoting the K-sports globally will become a catalyst for the industry to grow even further. And this will lead to Korean K-sports to be in the front line been other Korean K-culture like K-pop and K-drama. So therefore, next year is a year that we're looking very much forward to because we have the World Cup, the Asian Games, and the Olympic Games all together next year. And therefore, we do believe that K-sports will not only gain its recognition within South Korea, but to Asia and the global community.
In very competitive education environment in Korea, sometimes there's some commentary that, you know, kids don't get enough exercise. Is there any way that is it, not maybe your issue, but the Olympic Committee and could perhaps set an example or do something? Is that something you've given any thought to?
Yes, this is a big issue within South Korea, and it is our number one agenda. So ever since I have been appointed as president of KSOC and emphasizing the need for revitalizing the youth generation sports activities, so the Ministry of Education in South Korea is responsible for sports activities of the younger generations. However, as you have mentioned, Korea has a very tight educational environment, and therefore the time that's allocated for the younger generations to engage in physical activity is small, and not least at the younger athletes and professional athletes themselves. The population continues to decrease, and therefore the number of younger people engaging in sports activities is also decreasing as well. And last year, unfortunately, Korea has sent the smallest number of athletes to the Paris Olympic Games. It was about 144 people, and we do believe that this is correlated with the lack of time that's allocated for the younger generations to engage in physical activities. And therefore, it is one of our number one agenda and policy in order to have one student for every student in all schools to engage in at least one of physical activities or sports after school. So this is, and recently, President Trump has also emphasized that they should also revive the physical performance test, and that this has also been in the case in South Korea in the past as well. And we're also trying to push this up into our policy as well, so that the younger generations and kids can not only pursue help but also learn to respect each other.
I'm curious, in the U.S., certain sports have a lot of economic disparities. There are certain sports that I feel like you can only really engage in if you're very wealthy or have a lot of disposable income, or even attending sporting events, for example, can be a very wide divide between who can afford it and who cannot. So I'm curious what, if there are any economic disparities in sports in Korea, and if that's work that needs to be done to maybe make it more accessible for everybody.
So Korea also has a lot of disparities depending on the type of sports. For example, like with the sports, it costs a lot of money, but the income that they can get after they become successful is also very large as well. For example, it would be like golf, baseball, soccer, and fencing would be some of the examples of that. What we're trying to do is to have as many students as possible to be able to try out different types of sports and to lower the entrance barrier for the students in trying out different sports. And another issue is that when it comes to certain sports, if you become successful in that field, then you earn a tremendous amount of money, whereas in some other games of sports, even if you do become successful, there are some sports athletes who still have a difficult time making ends meet. And therefore, we're conducting research and we're trying our best in order to lessen the disparities between these different sports incomes. And the KSOC is also therefore promoting the marketing activities and also trying to gather the sponsor companies in order to so resolve this issue. And so one of my goals during my tenure is to provide as many opportunities for students to pursue their own dreams and also to lessen, lower the entrance barrier for the students.
So I try to think about it because this is a little sensitive issue, for the, fairness. Because we have a national training center. We got a lot of, sports, refereeing sports athletes, to be there. But some of the athletes has their own team or own sponsors. But some of the, athletes, they have no teams and no sponsor. But we provide them the podium, or a podium, like same amount of money, every single day. Well, I try to figure out how is the best, you know, effective to the, all of them, because some of them, has a team and all their own sponsors, like $50 per day. Or some of them, they have no team and sponsor, like 60 or 70 per day. I think it's a reasonable, approach for them. That's why I have been talking with the every representative too about this issue.
In LA, there is a big anti-Olympic sentiment, particularly as it's around, like, how it will affect our unhoused population and police militarization. I'm wondering if that same sentiment exists out here and how the IOC and the KSOC navigate that.
To be honest, I'm the member of the Coordination Commission of the LA 20. So... I have a lot of insights and awareness of the preparation of the 28th LA, but LA has been doing a really great job. But some of the small issues that like visa or like homeless or like security issues, something like that. But we all do believe that the LA 28 will be a great success of the games because their preparation is in many different aspects and many different field of play, like its contribution to be there. On CDE use, programs and there was contribution also, diversity and the inclusion. That's why I'm really expecting that, it's going to be a fantastic, tournament and the Olympic Games. And also we are trying to, our best to prepare of the LA 28, games as KSOC because, you know, is, 500,000 are living in LA, in California, in this, leisure.
How is the relationship right now between Korean Sports and Olympic Committee and WADA? I mean, are the athletes, do you feel treated and tested fairly? And as a former athlete yourself, do you have any funny WADA stories? Were you ever pulled into test at a very weird and strange time?
I was actually a board member of WADA during the strange time that you've known. And Korea has announced that a doping free scores and therefore any doping is unacceptable within South Korea. And WADA and KAGA is cooperating together. And in December this year, the WADA conference will be held in Busan in Korea. And based on this opportunity, we will be pushing for policies learned to protect clean sports, and this of course is in cooperation with KA. So WADA is also, because WADA is also cooperating with KA, we will closely monitor any doping situations within the country.
In the United States, sports are often sort of at the leading edge of culture wars, cultural issues. When you deal with your athletes, do you encourage them to speak freely about political issues here, and how do you sort of navigate this larger question?
저는 선수들의 목소리가 중요하다고 생각하고
I personally believe that the student as an athlete should be able to speak for themselves, and I always encourage them to speak up. The IOC has also changed many of its policies, and one of them is with regards to freedom of speech. And the generation these days, that they tend to speak up and say other opinions are very freely, and this also applies for Korean athletes as well. Of course, express something that may be socially unacceptable or the cause of social discomfort, of course, we will provide explanations for that. However, when it comes to their political opinions or any opinions of them of the personally, we do believe that it's up to the attitude to freely express their opinions, and we try to listen very carefully and to what the athletes have to say.
after hosting, you know, you've hosted 1988 in the summer and then the Winter Olympics. I know that there's a bid for 2036 as they're trying to figure out where to go. It's kind of interesting that, you know, another part of the South Korea further to the south instead of Seoul was put forward as the bid. You know, what went into that decision as opposed to having it in the bigger city? And was that maybe to expand and create more infrastructure for other parts of the country by doing it that way?
예, 저는
When I watched the Olympic Games of 1988, that's when I decided to become a table tennis athlete. And in 2018, I was the mayor of it on athletes training center in Pyeongchang. So I myself have actually experienced the value of build the big games myself. So now we're looking forward to for the bid for the 2036 Olympic Games, and of course we could have made the bid for a more bigger city with ample infrastructure. However, it's not just about the big cities of holding the games and the Olympic Games, and because it is the place, it is a game where the cultures coexist together, and it's also an opportunity for expanding the infrastructure in that city. Now, we also do expect that we will be able to experience the effectiveness of the Olympic Games, and if it is held. So, of course, Jeonju Anjeonbu province is a place that is not widely known to other people. However, we do believe that we have the full potential in order to expand the facilities and foundation necessary. And we have a lot of potential and possibilities for that too. So this Olympic game, holding the Olympic Games, is not just for big cities, but it is an opportunity for us to experience a diversiveness, inclusiveness, and the solidarity for not just Korea, but our the globally as well. So we do believe that South Korea is not a big country. However, we do believe that the Olympic Games will help South Koreans to become more cooperate more with each other and to relate with each other even further.
Do you support the National Hockey League athletes participating in the upcoming Winter Olympics? Is that good for hockey? Is it good for the Olympics?
Yes, of course. It was very unfortunate that we couldn't have the hockey players on during the Gangnam Winter Olympic Games, but the very fact that these athletes are participating shows the value of the Olympic Games, and also their performance is also very influential as well. And for Major League athletes or hockey players, participation shows these games can serve as a strong catalyst for the sports industry.
How do you envision Russia getting back into the fold of Olympic sports in the upcoming games? Are there things they can do to go in under their flag? Is that a non-starter for you right now?
Well, first of all, I do believe that there should be no discrimination when it comes to the athletes participating in the Olympic Games. However, there are some global regulations that has been established, and we do need that. We need to be in compliance with our regulations.
Are the days over of having some kind of joint Korean team with North Korea? Is there any possibility that they would be interested or that South Korea would be interested in that?
아까 말씀드렸지만 항상 오픈돼 있고.
So as I have mentioned previously, we're always open for cooperation. And although the external factors may accelerate the process or decelerate the process, however, we are carrying out policies with every possibilities open.
How do you guys handle, the prospect with that too of like North Korean athletes that, you know, could go to competitions and then defect to South Korea?
So South Korean athletes and North Korean athletes may participate in the games in South Korea and North Korea or a third country. So it is very natural for them to compete in esports and conflict games. So I personally believe that sports is a language, because even if you don't speak the same language, you can still play the sport and communicate with each other. So I believe that in about 2 years, the table tennis games will will be held, Asian Games for that will be held in North Korea. And of course, South Korea is willing to participate. And if a game opens in South Korea, we're always open for North Koreans entry as well. And as for the defection of North Korean athletes, it is not just who are monitoring the athletes, but also the monitoring is carried out on a national level as well. So they're very closely monitored and managed, and therefore there's no concern or worries over whether they will depart to South Korea or not.
I always have to ask this. You don't have to get too specific, but where are your medals at? Where do you keep them? Do you keep them in a display case in your sock drawer? Are they at a family member's house?
Yeah.
Currently, it's in another office of mine, but we are also going to be opening a national sports museum in Korea, and I'm thinking about donating my medals there. So I participated in four different Olympic Games, and I all silver, bronze, and gold medals. So I'm thinking of donating the medals to the museum for historical purposes.
I'm curious, since you've participated in so many games as an athlete and as an Olympian, what was something about participating in the Olympics that surprised you, or that you weren't expecting?
사실 올림픽은 모든
선수들의 So I guess the participating in the Olympic Games is a dream for all athletes, whether you're actual or professional athlete. And it is also very special for me because I actually started the table tennis by watching the Olympic Games, and everything about the Olympic Games that struck hit me very specially and has a meaning of its own and has become a source of my motivation and for my inspiration as well as setting my personal goals. And I have been an athlete for 25 years and participated in four different Olympic Games. And now that I'm in the administrative sector, the feeling that I have of the Olympic Games as an athlete and as an administrative officer, it hits me very differently. And it's all very meaningful and has its own values. So in the past, when I was an athlete, I was just at the center. But now as an administrative officer, I am supporting the dreams of my younger than generation athletes for them to live their dreams and to provide appropriate policies in line with that. And therefore, I can say that the Olympic Games has been a big pillar throughout my life.
When you won the gold in 2004, what's that one shining moment like, you know, when you found out you won that match, or when you're standing there and the national anthem plays when you got your gold?
사실은
So people say that winning the table tennis with winning China over in table tennis is the same as actually winning an American team in NBA basketball. So it's something. So to be honest, when I actually found out that I won the gold medal during the Athens Olympic Games, it was a fathomable. So I can't really remember what went on back then. But what I do know is that because of winning that gold medal, it has become Korea has recognized table tennis once more and was actually a catalyst for Korea's table tennis to bring even further to more popular. So it is a very memorable moment for me and a pop moment for me personally. And since then, it is a bit unfortunate that no other on-court athlete had actually been able to win a gold medal against China during the Olympic Games in a single table tennis. But I do believe that a lot of athletes have this in as their goal.
Special thanks to President Roo Syngman and the Korean Sports and Olympic Committee for hosting us, the Korea Press Foundation for helping set this event up, and our interpreter, Minji Kim. Translations were edited for time, and for the first time we used artificial intelligence to improve sound quality. However, AI did not manipulate any of the content itself. Just like the athletes, we've got some new technology to help us through this season as we march closer and closer to the Winter Olympics in Milan Cortina. We've got plenty of interviews and updates on the way. From Seoul, South Korea, I'm Ryan Burrow. We'll be back stateside next week on Quest for Gold.